The goal of the new laws is to make it easier to link criminals to crime scenes, which makes it easier to convict perpetrators and track down repeat offenders. But John Prey of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says having a larger set of samples of DNA to test against also helps the wrongly convicted.
We can maybe prove that they've got the wrong person or an innocent person has been convicted of that crime if, but and only if, we can show whose DNA that is and it comes from a different likely suspect or someone whose DNA really shouldn't be there. So it's definitely a tool that could help exonerate innocent people.
On the other hand, Prey says a larger DNA database could also lead to an increase in the arrests of innocent people. He says, for example, if DNA is found on a cigarette butt near a dead body, it's possible it has nothing to do with the murder.
Because it could have just been they smoked a cigarette and threw it out and happened to be near where the body later showed up. So I think we need to be careful with how we use this information.
In Wisconsin, a bill that would require DNA samples from anyone arrested for a felony failed to pass in the last session, but will likely be reintroduced next year. Nationally, the ACLU has concerns about privacy issues when it comes to DNA collection. The group has been lobbying against new laws that require collecting samples from people as soon as they're arrested. ACLU attorneys argue that violates the principle that people are innocent until proven guilty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.